Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Yes, we're in the midst of Psalm 146. And I think this trust in princes and a son of man in whom there is no help. I think I know it talks about, it seems like someone in leadership, but I think at least with the recent developments around here, or at least around a particular university, someone, so this could tie into you, the sense of betrayal, that you think you can know someone from externals, and to an extent you can, right? And to an extent you can kind of gather up information we all have to work off of. But then there comes this eight ball where you think you know someone. And not only do you think you know someone, other people who are even should have greater discernment than you should know someone. And it comes out that this person is, to dust, and to dust he's returning.
Right.
He's a, or she, right? Where you're just using standard English here.
Right.
So I think that this psalm is also a help in that regard, because we can kind of, all of us from one time to another, can fall into a moment of betrayal, and we can lose our bearings a little bit. And I think it's helpful to just, the Lord, there is the Lord we can depend upon always and forever, and then humanity,
yeah, falls short.
Falls short of them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so easy for us to mess up.
It is. And it's so easy for us to not to be able to judge the heart of man. So,
right.
Let's riff on David, right? Mm-hmm. There's Samuel. Here comes Jesse trotting out his seven sons. Oh my gosh, here's one, right? He's looking at a princely being, stately being. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the Lord sees the heart.
Right.
And only the Lord sees the heart.
Mm.
Right? We can see parts of it. We can see glimpses of it. But we can't see it in its totality.
Yeah.
And so here we come. We have David, a lad, a young lad at that, ruddy of complexion. And that is the man after God's own heart.
Yeah, the shepherd boy.
The shepherd boy.
It's so beautiful.
So, all right. Verse 2. So, this part about betrayal by people, that kind of came out with recent, but when I was working this up. So that's another thing. When we come to scriptures, it meets us where we are.
Hmm.
So that a little fancy word did I have for morality, the senses.
Yeah.
I had some fancy little word. Hold on. No, moral, practical living.
Yeah.
Embedded within this ninth symphony is that don't put your trust. That doesn't mean to be, and so let's put a little brand. That doesn't mean we go around and we're racked with cynicism and suspicion.
Right.
You just realize all of us fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah. It's like healthy discernment.
Healthy discernment, yes. Okay. But back when I was working on the notes, verse 2, I will praise the Lord while I have being. Mm. Well, how long do I have my being?
Right.
Right? It's forever. Once the Lord gives a gift, he doesn't take it back. So I will be praising the Lord forever. And our hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. That is such a common phrase that I think we can. Our hope is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. Well, why? Because he made me. He made all that we see. Right? He's almighty. Do you have thoughts that come to you?
Well, that idea of hope and help and trust all being tied together. And then in the reminders of who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. And this, every good thing is from the Lord, and his track record is so solid, you know, as far as consistently providing and being there since the beginning of time, you know, and for giving us even the conscious mind capable of just grasping as measly as we can on this side of eternity, the truth that, you know, it actually is fulfilling to put our trust in the Lord, and actual satisfaction comes from the heart of God, you know?
Yes. It feels good. He makes a nice insight on faith to trust, is faith or belief. It occurs 152 times in the Old Testament, with the rendering of Hebrew words signifying to take refuge, such as Ruth 2:12, to lean on, Psalm 56:3, to roll on, 22:8, and to stay upon, Job 35:14. Yes. Okay. I'll wait for the book in the next episode. Go ahead.
Well, I love that idea of taking refuge, and then the other ones that seem, it's like an idea of perseverance. And so this faith in the Lord offers a safe place to persevere and continue on, because it's not like it removes all difficulty to put your trust in the Lord, but rather allows you to continue despite the difficulty.
That's right. There's a tempting, I admit it's a tempting, though erroneous, opinion that the Lord suffered so that we don't have to. Some people like that opinion, and I get it. I'd like it too, but quite frankly, it's not true.
Wish I had evidence. Yeah.
Right. I don't have evidence of that. You know, I have that little phrase he says, you know, if you want to be my disciple, pick up your cross and follow me. Right. I have that one.
Yeah. You will be hated.
You'll be hated and mocked. But take courage. Take courage.
Yeah.
Yes. The prosperity gospel. It's always.
It falls short.
It does. Okay. I think we can stop there, and we're going to pick up Augustine in the next episode. Any other thoughts till then?
That's good. Sounds good to me.
Excellent. Till then, my friends, fide Sriracha.